This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You paying attention to what's going on in Ukraine with Russia? You should be paying attention. I know Americans are sick of it. They're counting on that. They're counting on that you aren't paying attention. Because they, whoever's running the White House, nobody's really sure, is sleepwalking us into World War III, hoping you don't notice until the shocking reports that Russia has fired back. Then it'll be too late to stop what's coming. That's what they hope. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's what they're trying. You pay attention to what's going on? The media's really blacked this out here, but not in the world. NATO just announced they're doing drills for all-out nuclear war with Russia, and they expect high casualties. Yesterday, Putin did a national address to the nation in Russia to announce something we haven't seen in 15 years, that they've changed their nuclear doctrine in response to the stupidity by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden in NATO. And they've announced that they will consider it an act of war if Joe Biden, NATO, and the Brits, and Kamala, launch long-range missiles into Russia, as they've announced they think it'd be pretty cool to do. They've changed their nuclear doctrine to say it will be considered an act of war, and Russia may use nuclear weapons in response. Did you catch that? It was kind of important. It's barely gotten any coverage. Folks, yeah, let me tell you what they're doing. They're thinking maybe they can get a war with Russia October surprise. They don't know, but they're trying. So here's a history on it. Let me just catch you up with World War III. 2 weeks ago, Biden met with the British Prime Minister. And they greenlit Storm Shadow heavy cruise missiles made in the USA to be fired deep into Russia. Now, there's going to be a Ukrainian hand mashing down on the button. But what Russia is saying is, listen, you cannot acquire the targets. You cannot fire and hit the target without the use of U.S. intelligence and U.S. satellites. These missiles are specifically made by the Brits and Americans. They're manufactured here. So we're not just handing them to the Ukrainians going, hey, have at it. We are making it possible to hit Russia. This is us going to war with Russia at just this strange time, right? Just in time for the election. Who knew, right? So they announced that 2 weeks ago. I've been screaming about it ever since because it's literally terrifying. Well, yesterday, Putin came out, did a national televised address in Russia that actually Reuters and AP did cover. You can watch the address if you want to see it. It's on X. And they said if any NATO-supplied heavy weapons, the long-term missiles, come into Russia, including conventional weapons, they will consider it an act of war and they reserve the right to use nuclear weapons in response. You know what this is? This is them begging us. They're trying to get the attention of the American people. They know our leadership is insane, but also functionally not there. I mean, nobody really knows who's the president, who's running this stuff. Is Kamala in charge? Is Joe in charge? Does Joe know what day it is? Nobody knows. Evil people behind Joe and Kamala, the ones who will be running the country still if she wins, are doing this. And they're counting on that you're not paying attention to the fact Russia just changed its nuclear doctrine in response to Joe and NATO and the head of Britain going, hey, you know, we think we'll lob some long-range missiles into Russia. By the way, the one thing they promised they'd never do. In the beginning of this, they promised we'll never give Ukraine long-range missiles. Oh my gosh, that'd be an act of war. We were saying that. Now it's, well, we'll give them to them, but we're not going to help them fire. Now it's, hey, we're going to help them fire. That is an attack. Folks, they're getting ready to attack Russia. Understand that it could happen any moment. It's been greenlit. We just don't know when it's coming. And Putin's saying, think about this. Do not hit us. We aren't going to be fooled by you getting Ukrainian finger to mash the button. We know these are your satellites. We know how you acquired the targets. We know these things don't go without your satellites and without your missile systems that Ukraine does not have. Now, you want to know what they're real? Did you want to talk about real evil? Listen to what they're doing. They're not firing them from Ukraine. No. They're firing them from countries that are in NATO. Why? So that if Russia fires back, it'll trigger Article 5. Article 5 says if any NATO country is hit or attacked by Russia, shucks, we got to go to World War III. Cool. I mean, that's terrible. These people are so insane. They actually had the dictator, Vladimir Zelensky, to a munitions plant, a weapons plant, an ammo plant in Pennsylvania to make the argument about how profitable World War III would be. That's what he was saying. Folks, do you realize Zelensky is a dictator? Did you know that? Just, I mean, if we're all going to die, we should know for what. You know his term in office expired. Well, why didn't he run for office again? Oh, he suspended the elections. What does the media think about that in Ukraine? We don't know. He suspended the media too. Only state media is allowed. Well, what about journalists who keep functioning on the ground? Oh, he has them killed, like Gonzalo Lira, who, by the way, was an American citizen. He almost made it to the border. God bless him. He said, if I can make it over the border, I can make it out alive. If they catch me before I get to the border, they'll kill me. He's dead now. He didn't last 48 hours. That's how they treat American journalists in Ukraine. You want to die for that? You want to die for that? I don't. Not for me. It's not for my kids either. And by the way, Laura Ingraham is one of the few in the mainstream press that actually gets this. And she's warning, they are envisioning a highly profitable World War III American boots on the ground scenario with a draft. Let me repeat that. With a draft. They're already getting them ready for it. I've read you the BuzzFeed articles. Hey, draft is really cool. You're going to love it. Yeah, we're going to need some more people to go die in Russia. Die on the ground in Ukraine. This is literally terrifying, folks. And I don't even know who's doing because I don't know who the president is. Do you know who the president is? I don't know who the president is. Here's Laura Ingraham trying to reason with young people. You think you're voting on abortion, but what you're voting for is a draft. They will send you, men and women alike, to the ground in Ukraine.
So $200 billion in U.S. money, all these weapons sent over, and a major upheaval in the energy and ag markets, agriculture markets, countless dead, we'll never know the real numbers. And young voters across the country right now should realize this. Voting Democrat means not only four more years of war, but the very real possibility that at some point we would need a draft to staff our already depleted military ranks. You've seen the recruiting numbers. They're terrible. So a real...
You're listening to The Tara Show, World War III edition, because why not? Everything else has happened.